Welcome back to Fictional Men, Written by Women, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host and the CEO and co-founder of Dipsy, Faye Keegan. Dipsy is the app for audio romance. We are reimagining what romance can be with spicy audiobooks and more. On this podcast, we are releasing a small set of some of our most popular series for you to enjoy, but there is many more stories like it available right now on the Dipsy app. You can use code FICTIONALMEN to get 30 days free and explore the entire library at dipsystories.com. That's dipsystories.com/fictionalmen to start your 30 days free. If you like what you're hearing on the podcast or you love Dipsy and already have the app, please like and review this podcast. It is the best way for us to reach more listeners and offer them a taste of what Dipsy is like for free. This week on the Fictional Men Written by Women podcast created by Dipsy, we are listening to episode 2 of the Truth or Dare series, hearing more from our two newest characters, Quentin and Nadia. Truth or Dare is kind of about a peak, no strings attached kind of fantasy relationship where Quentin and Nadia know no details about each other. Nadia just gets coordinates on a weekly basis and shows up to have the best sex of her life. In keeping with the mysterious nature of the series, I will give no more details away. So here it is, episode 2 of Truth or Dare.
His note was simple, precise.
Next time, wear your hiking boots.
And under that, GPS coordinates. His directions led me to a busy intersection. I paused at the corner. Women in stilettos and men in crisp button-downs pushed past me on their way to drinks. I know I looked aimless as I searched the crowd for his face. I was used to having direction, being busy just like the swarm of people around me. But with him, I liked not having control of our plans.
Hey.
Oh, hey. I didn't see you.
Good. I like keeping you on your toes.
You do, don't you?
And those your hiking boots?
Hey, look.
You're in trainers.
I'm a city girl. I don't own hiking boots.
I knew you were a city girl the first time I saw you.
He pulled me close. People swerved around us in a rush. Our faces were only inches apart. His fingers played with the soft cotton of my shirt. Even with the crowds, every part of him stood out to me. Like all my senses were tunneled in on him. I could smell the mint of his breath, the spice of his cologne. I wanted him to lead me to a quiet corner and fuck me harder than he ever had.
Follow me.
He moved through the throng of people with certainty, glancing back at me with a smile that pulled me towards him. Sparked a curiosity I couldn't shake. Where are we going?
If I told you, I'd ruin the surprise.
We followed a trail into Central Park for a few minutes, and then he stopped abruptly at the edge of a wooded area. It was lush and green, like we'd been transported to the countryside.
Come on, almost there.
He led me down a grassy hill. The park had a quiet, natural hum. It made it seem like the entire city hushed just for us. He paused in a clearing by a small creek. There was brush all around us, but I thought I heard voices in the distance. I couldn't tell if these faint sounds were really people or my heartbeat pumping in my ears. I leaned back against a boulder and peered up at the footbridge nearby, carrying the occasional biker.
What do you think?
Here?
Yeah, here.
Wow. Beautiful park, leaves changing, a creek. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you've lost your edge.
Have I?
He gripped both my shoulders and held me firmly, my back pressed against the boulder. I could feel the coldness of the stone through my shirt.
What exactly are you insinuating?
I'm just saying.
Stop talking.
He shimmied my skirt down right there. It felt like he was revealing me to the world, inch by inch. The cold autumn air sent goosebumps up my thighs. I stood there in my underwear while he eyed me hungrily. He was confident, his shoulders squared. Nothing could dissuade him from this moment. You're just gonna have me out here like this, exposed. He knelt down in front of me, his hands gripped around my thighs, his tongue pressed against my clit, and I felt a jolt surge through me. Joggers sprinted by on the bridge. If any of them paused to catch their breath or peeked through the brush, they'd see us.
You like that?
Yeah.
Louder. I want to hear you.
Yes. I want your mouth all over me. My nails dug into his head as I pulled him against me. He was slow, deliberate, slipping his tongue along my clit, sharp and focused.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Oh my God. Just like that.
Another person bike passed, and I felt something spark. It was the power to get away with something. The power to be bad and go undiscovered. His tongue drove me to the very edge of myself.
Oh, fuck. I'm so close.
I can't hear you.
Please.
I'm not done with you yet.
He stood. There were specks of dirt and threads of grass on his jeans. He unwrapped a condom from his pocket, turned me around and pinned me beneath his weight. I glanced at him over my shoulder. I was impatient for him. He snaked his fingers between my thighs and pulled my legs apart.
Are you ready for me?
Fuck me.
Beg for it.
Please, fuck me.
Are you gonna be a good slut for me?
Yes.
Oh. He pushed inside me, and I felt a sharp pleasure climb up my body. I splayed my hands to steady myself. The coarseness of the stone scratched my palms. He was deep. His breath against the back of my neck matched the rhythm of his thrusts.
I want you to come for me, like you've never come for anyone else.
His arm reached around my waist. His thumb rubbed firm circles on my clit. Pressure built inside me, and I desperately wanted a release.
I said, come for me.
Yes. Make me come for you. Please.
Fuck you.
I took a moment to let the fresh air around us cool my skin. I pulled up my skirt and ran my fingers through my hair.
Oh, I've got to say, that was bold even for me. You really are something else. I think I've met my match.
You're just figuring that out, huh? As we straightened our clothes, I could still feel him inside me. I could tell the soreness would last for days. A reminder, begging for next time. Well, I'm this way.
I'm that way. I'll be in touch.
We parted ways and I followed the path through the park. Just like that, he went back to being another stranger, as insignificant as any other man that passed by me. I had no idea what train he'd take, where home was, if someone was there, waiting for him when he walked in the door. I'd only walked a few minutes before my phone vibrated. It said,
I'll let you be in control next time.